welcome to Screw It, a podcast about wine. I'm Lana.
I'm Dawn.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Phil.
I mean, Phil is already laughing.
And Phil has started without us.
No!
I just thought my delivery of I'm Phil was hysterically funny.
Alrighty. Well, welcome to today's podcast. Dawn.
Yes.
You know, when we recorded last time,
yes,
today's theme was up in the air a little bit.
It was.
So why don't you tell us all what we finally settled on?
Yeah, okay, well, fortunately, Duck Washington was one of our last guests, and he, after Lana and I had a drawn-out blood battle about what the next theme should be.
Yeah, Duck, we're finally not bleeding anymore.
Yeah, finally. Stitches healed up. But Duck said, hey, why don't you do frozen wines, which are really cool, like slushy wines from the state fair, right? Have you guys heard of this?
I have not.
Okay. If I wouldn't have already tried frozen wines, I would have been like, what? But it's like an icy version of wine.
So these are like snow cones.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I would say they are wine product, not unlike Velveeta is a cheese product. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea.
So then, after lots of traipsing around to find these frozen wine slushies, we found approximately zero of them. And then happened to stumble across the freezer section in your local alcohol shop. And you know those, like, frozen daiquiri drinks? Guess what they're made out of? Wine! So we bought a bunch of those to try. So, Lana, do you want to grab, like, our first two?
I would love to do that. And here comes the sound.
Yay. Lana is now going over to the freezer. Because we have a total of how many to try?
Oh, two, four, six.
We got six frozen wine products.
Okay, choose a color and I'll grab one of the right color.
Do you have black?
Oh, God.
For the love of all that's holy, be serious.
Blue? Do you have blue? I'll take blue.
I have green. Close enough.
All right, okay, Jeff.
Jeff?
He picked blue already.
There are more colors. Pink.
Pink.
We have pink. Woo-hoo! So our first two wine products are, Lana?
The green one is frozen margarita. These are Daly's cocktails, by the way.
Yes.
And we got them at the little... Well, we just happened to be out having pizza and wine.
No way. And next door, there was a liquor shop. Yeah. No way.
Yeah, and our pink one is a frozen Jamaican smile. How could you not do that? Okay, so I'm going to squish it up a little
and
bit.
And I'll help.
Oh, you know what?
Oh,
I don't even need a scissor. Okay, everybody, this is usually our second favorite sound. Let's see what this sounds like. Well, that was disappointing.
It was exactly like opening a fruit roll.
So, you know, Dawn is always great for having just the right accompaniment. We have plastic little cuppies here.
Yeah. Because this is fancy crap.
This is fancy problem. Something. Oh, wait a second. We have to get this sound. Because...
That is the wine product being squozed into a cup.
This is like icy go-gurt.
Wow.
You know, we might need spoons.
I was thinking we'd need spoons.
Okay, go ahead. They're in the right behind you, Dawn.
Yeah, I'll grab the spoons.
Okay. There's a right behind you. Jeez. I'm really specific in my direction.
I stood up and I walked away. Spoons?
Spoons. Oh, wow. Big spoons.
Well,
soup spoons.
We have really good portions.
You know, and here, you don't have a big enough portion, apparently.
I apparently do not.
So, this is the... Which flavor is this one?
This is the frozen margarita. So, we're starting...
Frozen margarita.
I think this is kind of the least sweet of them, probably.
So, how would you describe the color of this?
Use chewing gum.
It's kind of like a...
Washed out pistachio.
Oh.
It looks sort of like the other end of a long night of drinking.
Hey.
Wow, that tells me a little too much about you, honey.
And it does have a nice limey smell.
It does.
Like kind of the way that a swimming pool has that chlorine smell.
You know,
smell.
I was thinking about chlorine when I first smelled it.
Yeah, it kind of has a chlorine smell.
Oh. Well, I can't wait to try it.
Yeah.
So, let's try this one.
Not much for legs.
Yeah, it's...
Okay,
okay, so we are giving spoonfuls of this one. And is it really delicious?
Tastes like ice.
Yeah? I'd agree with that. I can sort of detect a hint of wine in there.
Blame Duck for this one.
Oh, good!
Oh, I do. I do.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, what do you think of this?
You know, I like it in the way that just it's like a popsicle. It's not like drinking. It's kind of in the way I would use this product to get an underage person drunk if I wanted to.
Okay, you just told us about how all the people in your staff are female. You have four interns, and now I'm concerned.
Work's going to be fun tomorrow.
Hey, kids. Wow, this... Well, and I have to admit, so snow cones. Never really thought much of them as a kid, because, you know, it's mostly ice.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of less than a snow cone. I mean, I suppose if I had enough of it, it'd get me drunk, so there's a plus. But
well, we're going to try.
Mm-hmm.
We've got five more of these to drink, so...
You know, I think this was okay if I wasn't expecting wine. You know, like if you offered it to me as like a freezer pop or something that had a little kick to it, but if I'm like...
expecting wine like you did tonight with your name. Remember this podcast?
Remember, wine product. In fact, I think wine is like a fifth ingredient. Starts with water...
Uh-huh.
Surprise. Mm-hmm. High fructose corn syrup. Mm-hmm. Oh, wine is the third one.
Wow.
Well, stop being silly. I would never guess that.
I like how it's just wine, though. It's not like a Zinfandel or a Chardonnay. What is the percentage of alcohol on this thing?
Okay, let me find that.
You want your glasses?
It's not that. It's just that it's kind of frozen, so it's interesting.
Oh, wow. This is exciting.
Yeah.
This is exciting podcasting going on right now.
Just go. Yeah, thrill. See, it's hard to find. It's hard to find.
It is. Oh, but you forgot to say that it's made with yellow 5 and blue 1. That's always good stuff. 5% alcohol. Woo. Would you like some more, Jeff?
Oh, sure.
But that's by ingredients, by volume, because... You know, the ice expands. You know, the water expands. So,
oh, yeah. It made a lot to make up that 5%.
No, I'm good. I'm saving myself for the other flavors.
Oh, right. Well, I have to admit that I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm actually drinking from the pouch right now, just so you guys know.
It does melt really quickly.
It does, but... because I don't like margarita. Very much at all, and I would actually drink this, and it's probably because it's wine.
I would give this one a complete and utter miss.
So let's
rate these puppies, and we'll rate them quickly, because, you know.
Yeah,
but our rating scale is from 1 to 5, 1 being lowest, 5 being highest, and 1 is I wouldn't drink that if they were giving it away free at Renfest.
Number 2 is vinegar salad dressing, which is really a weird idea to put this on your salad.
You know, that might not be bad. 3 is wedding appropriate wine. Yeah, I can see this at a wedding.
This would be an awesome wedding wine.
I think some of the other ones will be a better...
Awesomer?
Yeah, awesomer.
4, this would... We would typically call it a bottle. I wouldn't mind drinking by myself, but because of its conveyance, we'll just say a bag.
I wouldn't mind drinking by myself. I'll just rip this puppy open and suck it all down. And 5... Okay, 5's making me laugh just thinking about it. 5 is...
I would tap that vintner's cask.
I don't think I'm gonna tap any.
No,
it's the pouch.
The thought of there being a cask of this is distressing.
But can you imagine, like, if the ice cream truck sold these?
I would probably run to it faster. Oh yes, definitely, because you know.
Okay, scale of 1 to 5.
1. I'm sorry. I'm just out there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna screw up your
that's fine
scale here, because while I would not drink this if they were giving it away at Renfest, I would find it hysterical if someone gave this to me at a wedding.
So it's like a 1-3 or 1+3, which is
1+3 divided by 2.
There you go. So it's a two.
Okay, I was like, you're making me do math.
Jeff, how do you feel about this?
I'm going to give it a 3 just for the pleasant surprise. It's way better than I thought.
Seriously. Wow.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be awful because it was a margarita flavor. So, no, I'm way more pleased about this. I'm sure it has all to do with that high fructose corn syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'll give it a 3.
Its all presentation right. does a great job of lowering your expectations.
Yeah, they can't get much lower, that's for sure. Mm. Well, hey, that's pouch number one. Should we move to pouch number two?
With pleasure. Let's pouch it.
Pouch number two was the request for pink. This is, I like calling it frozen Jamaican smile.
Now I see this Jamaican person with a smile on their face, and then, you know, in some science fiction horror way, it just freezes that way, and then their whole face just, like, you know, cracks yes. up like a big iceberg.
All right, here we go. Okay. Let's open this.
All right.
Oh, I can't.
Nope. Shot on the face. It is absolutely a screw at first of the wine shooting into my face as it's being opened.
It's a frozen Jamaican bukkake.
For the love of all that's holy.
Oh my god, okay, so we're putting these in new plastic glasses.
Yeah, we don't want rinsing to. Glasses for this sucker.
Yeah, we don't want to affect the flavor. I can't see. And as the color is coming out of this fancy pouch, how would it kind of is like it's coming out like I'm squeezing poop. I'll just be honest.
Do you usually squeeze poop?
But no.
Out of a pouch?
But I wish I could now. So how would you describe the color of this gem?
Guys, you want to take a shot at that?
Tongue?
I was going to say like a watermelon vomited.
It's really disturbing.
It's almost too fleshlight. Yeah. You know?
Okay, frighteningly, like I have vomited after having watermelon, and it's more colorful than this.
Wow. More seeds, too.
Yeah. It's like Barbie pink is how I would describe this color.
I would call it ballet pink, because it's that weird, almost peachy color.
Yeah.
You know, like ballet slippers.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is.
And how is the smell for you guys?
Ooh!
Pink. It smells pink.
It smells pink.
I'm happy to stick with watermelon vomit.
Yeah, because everybody wants watermelon vomit in their glass. You ready?
Okay,
can you do a reenactment of the sound you just made? I was like, are you
sure
ready?
I will in the next one.
And then, okay, so I said, are you ready? And Jeff went,
no.
Oh, I'm almost feeling bad about inviting these guys. Almost, considering that we've had other episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And how does this one taste? I wish you could see their faces. It's awesome.
It is definitely a step down from the last one.
Mm. When it comes to like the flavor of it, or how much flavor there is,
there's much less flavor, which is a blessing.
Really, Missy, I'm tasting more.
Mm-mm.
It's just not. Better. Mine is more flavorful, and maybe I got the beginning of the. Maybe I got more ice in the last one, but
yeah, no,
it's just sweet. There's no taste, really. Is there?
Mm-mm.
Bubble gummy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, unidentifiable artificial flavor, sweet.
Uh huh.
Wow, that's really
well. Are this
awesome.
One's it's made with pear juice concentrate. So I guess that's what I'm tasting.
The last one said made with 1% real fruit juice.
we're doing a lot of good stuff here, aren't we?
Oh my god. Okay, I'm done. Yeah.
So as I have to ask thus far for you guys with your wine tastings, are we pretty close to the bottom of the barrel here, or are we not even
For
the worst thing we've ever tasted?
For the worst thing
for
we've made
the
people
worst
drink?
Wine product.
No.
What's the worst?
Well,
what's
I still think it was the cheapest bottle of red in the store. That episode, I think, was worse.
One
than
of them
this.
Was pretty bad.
Well, and then
the
we
other
had,
one, yeah.
We've had other wines where we're just like, oh my god, this is one of the worst wines, and I don't even want to finish even looking at it.
Yeah, we did two Minnesota wines, and one of them was pretty bad.
Awful.
Oh, by the way, I've got another Minnesota wine down in the basement from a different winery.
Yay! But no, I would rather eat this. Eat this wine. Then drink that go-go red.
No, I think this was the worst because this, you can't, when you're drinking it, it's like, there's wine in this, really? Because I don't taste it. I don't feel it. I feel somehow cheated.
Well, if it's really all this bad, we can grab a bottle from the mystery.
Oh no, I've got a There's wine in the house. Let's just say there's wine in the house. Wait. If anyone's afraid that, you know, somehow our evening will be spoiled by having this incredible dreck, frozen wine, me or not, you're not, because I have come prepared. All right, we need more things. Okay. Yeah.
Should we grab another one?
Yes, let's go with different colors.
Okay, what color do you guys want now?
Well,
do you have black?
Oh, Lana's flipping Pablo off.
Yay. What color can they choose from?
An orange or an red. And red? What?
Yeah, we have red and orange.
We have two reds and two oranges.
Mm, wow.
Orange for sure. That's going to be worse.
I guess red.
If you mix them together, do you get black?
Okay.
All right.
Our selections are... Oh, get ready for this, kids. Mango, tango, margarita. That might not be so bad. And beach berry.
Yeah.
Let's try. I'm just going to go out on a limb and go, let's get the beach and berry out of the way.
I'm still finishing my Jamaican smile.
But is it making you smile?
Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
Everyone's misery is making me smile. Well, I just got a flock of birds from them. Oh, no. Philip is going back to his own.
I may have a little chaser in between.
You know, that might not be bad with the flavored slushy.
I dare you, actually.
Yeah, give me some, and I'll dump some.
Let's do this.
Okay,
this.
So what do you have in the? We have the frozen Jamaican smile, and of course, being added to it is Jameson.
Oh, you know, I've got something better for the nasty sweetness. Okay. I've got vodka.
Yeah, is it better with the Jameson?
It looks revolting.
It tastes revolting. It's like, but still not the worst thing I've ever put in my body. So.
Okay, so let's give this Jamaican smile a rating on 1 to 5 before we move to the next one.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff. Start out.
1.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm there with
you. I'm breaking a record. We're going with a 0.5.
A 0.5? Yeah, 0.5. Now, I would drink this if they're giving this away free at Rhinefest. As long as I saw it directly come out of an unopened pouch... to prove to me that no one had done anything else to this. But it's only because I get really thirsty at Rhinefest.
And I can attest to that. We both do. But I wouldn't even drink this. I once tossed some mead that was the most astonishing fluorescent yellow.
No, I wouldn't drink... I used to be a Rhinefest performer, and while I wouldn't drink it, if I was training in a new person, it was their first time, I'd say, oh, you should have some of that. We all do it. We love it.
If you want to be cool, you have
to drink me to never train in on Rhinefest. That's just mean and cruel stuff. Okay, so beechberry...
Peach and berry.
And on the package, it's this incredible magenta color.
I can't wait to see this one. I kind of feel like a jerk, Lana, that we're making them drink this stuff.
Remember, we always have more wine. We never let people go away with the crap taste. We don't, because as mean as we can be, we're not that mean.
But you have to... Oh, wait, okay, so this one's oozing out kind of how would you describe this color, Jamie?
I cannot express to this listening audience how unappetizing the process of pouring this is.
It kind of sludges out. I like the word sludge, because it's like, it's sludge-like.
Well, this kind of reminds me of, like, surgical procedures. Thank you.
Oh!
Where, you know, like, you can watch them on TV, and they're, like, pulling, like, the subcutaneous fat away or something like that. And this is what's left over.
Drink up, fellas! Oh, for the love of all that's holy.
I just realized how much, like, just ground beef the color is.
Oh, ground beef! That's the right color.
Yeah.
I think you got that one.
With a little bit of pink added. Yeah. It's a little on the...
So what's the smell like?
You know, this one doesn't suck from a smell standpoint. It smells...
And this is called beach in berry? Beach in berry.
Yes. Well, and this is the this is one of the ones where it's water, high fructose corn syrup, natural flavors, glycerin.
I like this one.
Citric acid, sodium polyphosphates, pear juice concentrate, and then wine. So what's that, six?
This one's good, though. I like this one. What do you guys think of this? Or maybe it's because my standards were so low.
You've frozen them.
I had a girlfriend in college who always drank vodka and Kool-Aid, and this is really bringing back memories.
Mm. Vodka and Kool-Aid.
I've got the vodka if you'd like to add it.
Yep, I'm there. Let's do this.
Oh, shite.
So, Pablo, that's how much you like this one? You just want to add
it's
more
better than the last mm-hmm. one. Let
it
me
is.
Be clear about
this
that.
This one actually tastes like a fruit.
Yeah, just because there's no wine in it, evidently. Is this one still 5% alcohol? It is. Okay, well.
This is the booziest tasting one, I think.
This one actually tastes like alcohol, too. Mm-hmm.
This actually tastes like if you took a Bartles and James mm-hmm. and froze it. Mm. This is what it is. And when I was a teenager,
adding vodka to this was inspired. Try it.
All right. I'm game on the trying that, too. First time on Screw It, a podcast about wine. We're actually featuring vodka.
No, it turns it into, like, a girl drink.
Only because it wasn't before.
I'm very low on vodka, just FYI.
That's weird.
So no, it's sad. I need to make some martinis.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
Philip was right.
Right?
It is better, isn't it? Wow, you, like, I think put, like, 12 ounces of vodka in this.
You didn't stop me.
I didn't know, and I won't again. So, Pobble is Philip Andrew Bennett-Low, whom I call Pobble. He is sporting the homeless man look right now.
I am.
With the beard. And you said it had something to do with your show coming up.
It does. It does.
Oh, are you doing homeless shows?
It's
is I'm it doing, bring your own venue?
I'm doing a biblically themed show. So I'm trying to do, like, the Jewish law.
Oh, hence the book you were reading.
Oh, yeah.
And what's your show called?
It is called The Secret Book of Jesus.
Wow.
I have created what I believe to be the first apocryphal gospel harmony.
I don't know what any of that means.
I've taken, basically, there was a cottage industry in the first couple centuries of people writing gospels of weird, like, infant Jesus murdering people. And, basically, I went through all of them, I streamlined them, I tried to make them into a single narrative, and, perform it. I think I'm the first person in history to do this. I haven't found anyone else in my
I'm
research.
I'm absolutely thrilled by this.
Yeah.
As one of those people who reads things like the Gnostic Gospels.
Oh,
and
no.
Stuff.
Oh, I use several, yes.
I am...
That's good. That's how you watch that.
Yeah. Because
we're doing another round of the beach and berries.
Here, you can keep that on your side.
Do you want some more of that one?
In my vodka? Hell yes.
Yeah, that's why I added it to my vodka. So...
Oh, this is so unpleasant. This is just like my first time with a woman.
Philip is squeezing the bag.
And things are oozing out.
Are you sure it was a woman?
Are you sure you weren't alone?
It was dark.
It wasn't just sausage casing.
Right. That's what it looks like. It looks like if you're trying to... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What inspired you to find this show?
What on earth inspired you?
Yeah, what inspired
you? I had one of those, like, really strict Catholic upbringings.
Yeah.
And you,
I'm sorry.
But you've got, like, the indoctrination where you just hear the stories over and over again and they become the cornerstone of your brain, essentially. And so I really got obsessed with wondering what it would be like to see these stories fresh. Like, if you'd never heard the story before, if you'd never had any background, what would it look like? And it was frustrating to me to not know that. And then I discovered this whole new body of, essentially, folk tradition of... weird stuff, and I got obsessed with that. I think I couldn't stop digging. So.
Huh.
Well, not even these Gospels, but the Midrash, what's the best explanation of the Jewish tradition of, well, there's this loophole, so we'll just make up a story that explains this thing that didn't make sense to us.
Yeah.
Which is like...
Oh, I'm not going to say anything. Okay.
No, well, I have a lot that I could say, but But, you know, people approach these books like, nobody's ever messed with them, and it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we have... It's the thing, like, any one of the books of the Bibles, we have multiple manuscripts of.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in agreement with each other.
Well, and that's including all the ones that Irenaeus burned after the Council of Nicaea.
Yeah.
So those were whacktastic. I like those.
And is your show just a one-person show, or is your lovely
wifey
in at this time?
Ooh.
And is a bottle of Jameson going to be featured prominently on stage?
Or is it just a bottle of sacramental wine?
A gourd will be featured.
A gourd. Which will have Jameson in it.
It will have a fluid
in it. A beverage to wet your whistle in it. And so where are you touring with this?
I've got a show in Rochester in about 2 weeks, 2 weeks after that in Ann Arbor. I'm in the Kansas City and Indianapolis Fringe Festivals. I am on the waiting list for the Minnesota Fringe Festival, so I'm hoping for a horrible last-minute injury from someone's part that will let me slip in at the last minute there.
Well, and Jeff here is what I call him, the King of Fringe. What is your official title, really?
President of Fringe?
No, I wish.
Exalted ruler of Fringe?
Yeah, that's better. Executive director.
And how often do like last minute shows actually come available for Fringe? It seems like it happens.
Define last minute, though.
The week of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens, and we get people like Philip in who are ready with a show and doesn't need any tech, I assume. And,
No, there's the flood. Yes.
You have to detect the flood. Okay, now I want a red spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it happens, though. So you got a good chance, Pavel.
No, I'm waiting.
I'm waiting and then writing down addresses of other people.
Yeah, we could find out who exactly would need to get injured.
Yes.
You know, I had a great idea for a friend show that was, it's a murder mystery, but it's all the people on the waiting list being killed off. So the list of suspects is whoever's beneath
them. Oh my gosh, I love fantastic. That.
Yeah, do that.
Wait, quick, steal his idea. Quick, steal it.
Somebody, you know, the front step gets oiled.
Yeah. Oh my god, no way. Instead of like cutting someone's brakes because we don't have the technical abilities to do that.
Oh, they've all got to be like ironic deaths, like slitting someone's throat with their own postcard.
Exactly. Yeah, nice. Like a spotlight hit them in just the right way and they drove off the road or something. Or
yeah, being conked on the head with a lighting instrument is never goes out of style. I think.
Or a sandbag. You have to get killed with a sandbag because that's classic.
Yeah, so many theaters don't have them anymore.
That has gone out of style.
Yeah. But that's the weird part. How did it get there? It happens to be a prop from someone else's show.
Oh yeah, being killed by props. Oh, and props that you would never expect to be killed by. We're not talking about guns and knives, you know, something just a bouquet of flowers, you know, has really sharp razor sharp edge or something.
We have someone who wants to put a live peacock in their show this year.
Why?
I'd love to see someone get killed by that. The why is ridiculous because it turns out that it's not really about the show. It's about he's always wanted to have a pet peacock and his family won't let him. So he's something like, if he needs it for his Fringe show, then he gets to keep it afterwards.
They do shriek.
Yeah. I've heard they're just total assholes.
So they are.
You know, yeah, so...
Did you say yes?
Absolutely.
You know, people would go see that show.
I know. I know. Yes. I'll see it 5 times. Yeah, it's so stupid. I love it.
But they're never happy without a pea hen.
Or turkeys. They can have female turkeys and be happy. I learned that recently.
Really?
Yeah. Should we open up the next
one? Oh, God, yes. Because I am... did we rate that one?
Oh, I thought we... No, we didn't. No. We didn't rate the one that looks... This is the Beach in Berry.
Beach in Berry.
Beach in Berry. 1 through 5.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
2.5. Generally inoffensive.
Generally inoffensive.
I'd say 2 with the vodka, 4.
Oh, right.
Well then.
Lana?
1.2...
Okay, I'll give this one a 2. This one's my favorite so far.
Yes, mine too. But, which is the scary part. Okay, this is...
Oh, I will.
Mango Tango Margarita. Okay, so we'll listen to this lovely... Flop. Oh.
That's a color, too.
How would we describe this color, gentlemen?
Fluorescent something.
It's the color that you'd make something that's radioactive in a movie.
Oh. Okay.
Like, this is what we're seeing is supervillain secret origin.
Oh, good one.
Kind of like an orangey, almost like a tangerine orange or something like that.
Yes.
And what's
and there's more.
Mango
Tango Margarita.
Mango Tango Margarita. Okay.
So you got a rhyme and an alliteration.
You can smell that mango.
It actually at least smells like a fruit. I'm really grasping at straws here.
Hey my gosh, there's calcium in this. Oh, I kid you not.
There's a calcium or calcium carbonate.
It's calcium disodium.
they need to put that on the box for this. It smells like a fruit.
Actually,
surprisingly, it smells like a fruit.
Smells like fruit.
I don't mind this. It's got a super tart kick to it.
Hence the margarita-y thing.
Oh, gosh.
I wouldn't be surprised to get something that tastes like this at Chi-Chi's.
Right. Maybe that's why I like it. Jeff?
And send it back.
You like it that much?
Yeah. It's. I'll try it again.
Want some vodka? Mm.
That's not going to help this one.
We have amaretto.
Mm. Oh, God, that'd be awful.
This is powerfully
Philip
orange.
Is considering it. That's the funny part.
How do you feel about this one?
I like it, but I'm seriously concerned that I'm forgetting what good things taste like.
That's it. It's amazing.
Screw it, a podcast about wine destroying good taste ever since 2014.
This would be the most amazing DC comic movie where the villain actually destroys people's ability to taste things well and makes everybody have really bad taste.
So everyone would still go to McDonald's?
Yes.
Oh,
does this look like South Dakota?
Oh, it looks like South Dakota, or it is. Yes.
It smells like South Dakota, and it tastes
like
South Dakota.
This is great.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It would take so much of this to get me drunk.
That's
I'm trying to do the 5% math. Versus like most alcohol, like how much?
Well, wines are, around 13%. I feel like, though, I wouldn't get as hungover because there's so much frozen water product.
Feel like we get really hungover because there's so much sugar in it.
Mm.
And that's usually the stuff that makes you just puking sick the next day is the sweet stuff.
But there's also
the
so much
worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you feel your hangover would be on this product, Jeff?
I think the hangover would just taste like this. We're just constantly reminded of this one.
No, that's the definition of hell.
Wow.
You know, there were all those rumors about perma-tripping when I was in high school, where, like, you could take an acid tab and, like, the trip would never end. And this would be the horror. Like, I'd taste this, and the taste would never leave my mouth.
This is the taste that never ends.
Oh, wow. So we have our traditional white bread, and it is kind of working to kind of clear the palate.
Mm-mm.
By clearing the palate, I guess I mean putting cement.
Why we have white bread in front of us?
If that's what it does with real wine.
Oh, but this is great, though.
Should we give it a rating? Jeff was like,
"Go
why
ahead,
the
guys.
Hell am I here? I could have been watching Dancing with the Stars. I've listened to their podcast. This isn't what it was like."
It gets a really solid one.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Pablo?
I'd rate it a pink. I've lost my sense of what numbers are anymore.
Lana, how are you doing?
I lost my sense of reality. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, I don't even remember what the pink one tasted like. Other than it was less reprehensible than the two before it. But this tastes like real fruit, but it's so tart. I'm not a big...
It says it's made with real fruit. All natural flavors made with real fruit.
Well, all natural flavors includes corn syrup, so I guess this
and
is
and yellow number six.
How is yellow number six all natural?
And yellow number five.
I'm going to give this a 1.1. Wow. Wow, the decimals are really getting important here tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is my favorite one of all the ones we've had.
And?
No. I'm getting to the point, too, where it's pink. And I'm just going to say it's my favorite one that I've had.
This one's orange honey.
But what Pablo said.
This has given us all synesthesia. That's where we're at right now.
Yeah, I'm giving plain white bread a 5.
This tastes like sand and seashells.
This tastes like burning.
Wow. It gets better, guys. Guess what? We have more.
I don't know if I can do this.
Yes, we can.
But why? Why do you have more?
Because we wanted to have...
Oh, there's two more?
There's two more.
Are these the last two, or are there like 8 more?
Live in fear.
This turned into a death march.
It took everything I had to walk back over from the freezer.
What's the
daiquiri and peach daiquiri. Peach actually sounds less objectionable, so let's...
Okay, so it's like we're in Tickle the Glass.
Let's save that for last, shall we?
It's like we're in an abusive relationship right now. We're looking for every positive thing that this is doing
to us. You know, today he didn't hit me very hard. He didn't hit me where people could see it.
It was a good day. She gave me a short pour.
You notice I'm pouring less and less, and anybody who wants seconds can just go for it.
I'm thinking about it.
That's never going to happen.
That never happens with, shall I say, real wine.
This is real wine product.
I am massaging the pouch so that it pours instead of just going...
I think that's its natural charm.
It has charm? All right. Here we go. Second to last.
Into the breach. Okay, so this color is lighter. It's more
watermelon.
More watermelon.
It's less like raw meat. I think we could say
or
that.
Or like ballet slippers.
Our compliments have reached the point of less like raw meat.
Oh, thank you. All right, so here we go. Strawberry. No, boy, when you smell this, this is all natural fruit flavored. Smells like strawberry shortcake dolls did.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Like strawberry candies?
I'm buying this as natural more than the others.
No. If you have a strawberry shortcake fetish, this may be the frozen wine for you.
And it tastes that great, Lana? Let's give this one a try.
Every sugar receptor on my tongue just lit up.
Oh my god.
Yeah!
I think most of mine are blind from the last one. But
yeah.
How do you feel about this, Jeff?
Kind of loving it, actually. It's comparatively mild.
We've broken Jeff.
It only took 5 sacks of wine product.
Oh my god!
What would you think, Philip?
Do you think if I went to a liquor store, like, they could put this in a keg for me? Like, if I wanted to throw the worst kegger ever?
You know, this stuff, if you were 80 years old, they would carb you buying this. That's
what I saw. This seems like the drink of choice at Anime Detour, in my opinion.
This is exactly the kind of thing you'd get at, like, an after party at a sci-fi con. That's what this
is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Wow. Okay.
Deary me.
So you like this one, Philip? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that. I said I wouldn't be surprised at this thrust into me at a sci-fi con.
But I notice you're not fighting it.
No.
Yeah, but have I fought any of
No, it's really not. Nice. More vodka falls in the glass. Lana, in your opinion, you're almost finished with yours, so you must really like this one, Lana.
Did you notice that I've been pouring myself less than everyone else? This never happens, by the way. Never happens. It's not slightly less objectionable, because my stomach is just starting to go, I freaking hate you. I am not used to this much sugar, I'm not that much for sugar, and wow.
Yep.
I'd rather have tannin.
Oh, you'd rather have California wines?
Oh, I'd rather have a California Pinot Noir.
Ooh,
take that, sports fans. Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 5.
Come on, boys.
1 to 4.
Come on.
Yeah.
Do it.
1 to 5. Oh gosh, Philip started going for his flask again.
I'm gonna give it a 9. I don't care anymore.
Lost the will to live.
So we've gotten 2 firsts now. We've gotten a 0 and a 9.
I'll go ahead and give this a 3.1415.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's pie. It is sweet enough for pie. We're back to a 1.1. Dawn.
Yeah. That's my answer. This is like the perfect happy hour margarita thing that you can get for $2 that you can, like, walk home from. Sure. No.
It's sweeter than what you'd get at Chi-Chi's, which is a little frightening, because that's
a sugar rush like no other.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm...
We're all lying to ourselves and each other so much.
I'm sorry, I almost just... The microphone just about lost it, so... I've lost all motor control.
We're still trying to make this like a logical podcast.
We've lost that.
Why have we done this to ourselves?
No, we haven't done this to ourselves. Other people have done this to us. Just be clear.
Thank you for letting us do this to you, I should say.
Yeah. I would like to point out that this was not my idea.
We know who to blame.
Duck Washington.
Way to go, Duck.
This is truly the most egregious thing masquerading as wine that I've ever had.
What about our Convergence podcast? All those wines were dreadful.
They were better than this.
Oh, no.
They at least tasted like wine.
I would drink this over those Convergence wines.
That's true. The Middle Earth one was Middle Dreck.
And then Downton Abbey Claret was awful. Oh, God.
That was not a claret. I don't know how they get away with
it's
that.
It's not just that this is bad. It's that it's like it repudiates quality. it's like it's telling us, no, you don't understand. It's supposed to be shit.
How much were these things? Were they like a buck something each?
It was the cheapest episode that we've ever had. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. So we do have real wine.
Yeah, we do have real wine.
No, we wouldn't do that. We did that when we did the cheapest red in the store. We also got another wine after that. Yeah, we wouldn't do that to our guests. So people who are
but you'll do this.
But then we'll have real wine, and then we'll be fine.
Yeah, to our potential future guests. Be afraid.
No,
be very afraid. Okay, so what's this flavor that you're speaking? Peach daiquiri?
Peach daiquiri, which sounds mild and normal. It's not cutesy, it's not, you know, misspelled, it doesn't rhyme, there's no alliteration. It's a relatively normal fruit color.
I think so. It's just under pea in the snow color.
Oh, I'd also like to point out that we've gotten smaller and smaller servings.
If you'd like more, darling, you can have it. I just don't want to assume, I don't want to make you feel like you have to finish that, because God knows I wasn't.
Were you going to say something, Jeff?
No.
It doesn't smell bad, though. Doesn't smell bad?
No.
Yellowish.
Well, you know.
I swear I'd get some coconut in there.
No. Oh, Jeff, you just tried it. No. Look, how do you feel?
No, Jess. This is the worst.
It's almost done. It's almost over.
Oh, my God. Yeah, maybe I think it's off the back of the strawberry. I'm going to have some bread. Let's see if that helps.
Yeah, actually, this isn't nearly as bad as the strawberry because it's not nearly as sweet.
You're incorrect.
Yeah, completely wrong.
This might be a 1.2 for me.
You are incorrect.
Oh, wait a second. You're right. There is an aftertaste that none of the others had. Oh. That I like, cannot...
It's like choking on a Jolly Rancher.
And it's like your most like unfavorite flavor, Jolly Rancher?
Yeah.
Pablo, you just kind of shoved it all down your throat.
Yep. I'm done. I don't have to have any more of it now.
Wait, there's more left?
Let's do a suicide version. Let's mix a few of them together and then try that. Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Let's mix all of them together with vodka and try that.
Okay, so right now we're mixing the Mango Tango Margarita. Oh, crap. And the, oops, there's the peach one.
And here's the strawberry. And now
we're going to try this.
Because we finished the first three because we were like pretending like we actually gave a crap.
Well, we tried to get drunk.
Here, get another spoon behind you.
Mm-hmm.
You throw some vodka in that and that'll be your guinea pig. Like,
no, I'm trying that too.
Yeah. Okay.
There's more spoons.
Okay, but I don't mix it up yet because it's so pretty.
It is. With all of those wildly unnatural colors.
It looks like a sunset in hell.
If sunsets had hell, this is what it looks like. That is so beautiful. Oh, it's poetic. No wonder you're a writer. Okay.
Okay, so, well, mixed it together,
and...
Oh, God, it looks like somebody threw up. Oh, my God.
Welcome to tomorrow morning.
And did you add vodka?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's got kind of a baby food texture.
Lord in heaven.
Gee,
and here comes the vodka.
Wow, I'm just throwing good vodka after crap.
That's okay. Okay. That's okay. This is for art.
Okay,
this is for scientific purposes.
What's our plan here?
Take a spoonful.
Yep. Take a spoonful, and then on the count of three, we'll all just, drink it.
Hold on. Let me get mine, too, so that I can participate in the horror.
So we all got our spoonful.
Okay.
And on the count of three. One, two, three.
Oh!
Oh!
Can you go... blind in your mouth.
If this doesn't give the four of us superpowers, nothing will.
It is fluorescent in color.
Oh. I've had medicine that tastes worse.
Name it.
NyQuil?
No.
I would rather eat this than NyQuil.
No. No. Ugh. You're wrong. No. No.
Well...
Well, that blue chunks. And so might I.
You know what? This was for science.
So is anyone else going to finish that?
All yours, buddy. Like,
awesome.
Wow. And
God, he's the most brave man I've ever met, or crazy, or I don't know.
Or, there's...
Don't do that.
No, I'm sopping up what spilled of my kamikaze with my white bread, so I can try that. It's not good.
Jeff did try to stop you.
He did, but I don't listen to Jeff. That's okay.
Nobody does.
So I'm mixing my peach with my strawberry just to see maybe if the two flavors instead of... I don't know.
Instead of 20.
Yeah, so we have real bottles of wine, Lana?
Sure.
Should I introduce mine?
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, let's get yours. Where is yours at?
In my... right here.
In my right here.
Sweet. I like the right here.
So I was trying to think of, what I could bring that would be themed, and, I'm a big history geek, so I did a bunch of research.
Wow.
And,
this is awful.
Yeah.
Well, at least, whether this is good or bad, it's actually wine. I brought Commandaria, which is the oldest named wine in continuous production in human history.
Oh my God, we've just been schooled!
It has been... details about its production date back to 800 BC. It was very popular during the Crusades. It's a dessert wine from Cyprus. I've never had it before. So.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Okay, so dessert wine, meaning sweet...
Yeah, right.
I'm a little afraid of this on top of what we've just imbibed.
15% alcohol, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
All right.
So, wow.
Wow.
Yep. I feel like this evening would only be made better if we stopped at Taco Bell. It's the only thing.
There's a White Castle just
there certainly is. And this, port doesn't need a bottle opener, so... Okay. Oh, you guys, wait, let's see if I can make it sound...
Oh, that's a far better sound already.
Oh, for God's sake, let me just... Oh, okay.
Small pours?
Small pours.
Okay.
Think sherry.
Ooh, I like sherry. Oh, Oh, wow, look at that color.
This is very much like sherry.
Yeah, it's like a nice brownish amber. Oh, this looks delightful. Thank you, Pavel.
Oh, yeah. I make no claims to the quality of this.
Well, you can see how low our expectations are.
That said, I have nothing to apologize for.
Zero to apologize for. Yeah, this thing is beautiful.
Okay, we couldn't ostensibly really do any sort of toast with the Saks wine product. I mean, we could have tried, but here, let me try. Yeah. not so much. So let's try a toast to
Fringe.
To Fringe.
Cheers.
And wine.
Thank you so much.
Actual wine?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah. feels almost
that
like
is
a
sweet. Like, yeah. That is like honey.
Wow.
Oh my goodness,
that
that's
is
divine.
That is a sweet sherry-like taste.
Wow.
Oh, criminy.
Mmm, num, 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 num. It's like, am I getting caramel or are my taste buds destroyed irrevocably?
No, I get that too.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all very excited to be drinking a real.
It's making me want to invade the Holy Land.
But don't you most days?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Why shouldn't you? Everyone else has.
Right.
Exactly. No.
Wow.
I think we're all exhausted from that wine product onslaught.
Well, and I think everyone's blood sugar just like went through the top of their head, and now it's coming down like a big scary roller coaster.
But you know what we have to do.
Oh, God, yes.
Yes, we have to. We have
okay.
to make our guests draw from the envelope of funny voices, and they're going to read one of the back of these sacks of wine
awesome.
Product for us. Who wants
awesome.
To go first? Jeff.
No. I'm the actor do it.
I will
oh,
go
no,
first.
Oh, no, you both are doing this. So,
you apparently didn't actually listen to a podcast.
I
didn't
make it to the end, I guess.
So,
I want everyone to know that I am masterful at impressions. So.
And what did you draw?
Cookie Monster.
So, he's going to read the back of the Frozen Mango Tango Margarita. Right up at the top is...
I want everyone to know that I was being sarcastic when I said I was masterful at impression. What am I reading?
You're reading the top of the... In the voice of the Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster. How does... Remind me... It's like... Well, he's got like... Cookie. What's Cookie Monster?
That's perfect. Yes, that's
Cookie?
Perfect.
Okay. It takes two to tango. In this case, two of the juiciest, most delicious fruits on the dance floor. Mango and tangerine flavors come together in this refreshing, tasty margarita for a sweet and mellow tango. No mess, no fuss, just a delicious pre-mixed margarita ready when you are. Cookie, cookie, cookie.
Did you say revision or revulsion?
I give up.
I kind of feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
California. It was a very aggressive Cookie Monster.
Because you were pissed off at the wine.
Well, because he was pretty drunk.
I'm not
it's
following that. You made me drink that stuff. I'm not doing a funny voice, too.
Yeah,
no.
It's your turn.
No.
Oh, I'll take Jeff's turn.
You can take my turn.
No, I want your
no,
turn.
No, he can do it. No, Philip can do it as me.
You know what?
As that.
I will
okay.
do it as
okay.
Jeff.
What? I'm looking here and I'm not finding...
Yep, I got him.
Okay, because these two don't have anything on them.
Okay, so now, in the voice of Jeff D. Larson...
as something in the envelope.
As something in
hard.
The envelope.
Yes.
I want
okay.
layers to
you
this.
Want layers?
Yes.
You just don't
I'm
want to
an
be
actor,
Jeff?
Goddamn
okay,
it.
Well then, here you go. Drawing from the envelope of funny voices... You can only have one. Jeff D. Larson as...
Tiger?
Yes!
What?
As in, like, a tiger?
Yes, a tiger. Yes. Going to read the back of Beechin Berry.
Beechin Berry.
I, wow.
You want layers, bitch.
I've got layers. All right, well, I'm gonna take a swing at a tiger here. And, tigers roar, so roar... What better way to relax than with blue skies, beaches, and berries? Roar. This refreshing cocktail is a perfect blend of luscious mixed berries with a splash of lemon. Roar.
Ooh.
The perfect combination of sweet and tart. Roar, so dig your toes into the sand and sip away into a delicious berry paradise.
Bravo, bravo, Jeff. That was brilliant.
Yeah. I feel like you really captured both my lack of enthusiasm and sexiness.
Wow. Wow. I know, I could barely handle this one, can I? Yeah, this is pretty amazing.
This is fan-freaking-tastic.
Should we grab a bottle from the mystery?
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Keeping it classy. So Lana just went downstairs. I don't know if she's just grabbing one from her stash or the bag of mystery wines. Because you want to get it better, don't you? Here at Screw It, we give a heartfelt apology to our guests. Good. Oh, yay, a tried and true.
So,
yay.
I'm not going to the wines from your mother's basement. Because
yeah.
we deserve better, to be quite freaking honest. This has been...
this has been quite the experience for all of us.
Yeah, but...
And I salute each and every one of us for our dedication to the education of our listening audience.
Our taste buds died for your country.
And again, we know who to blame.
Doc Washington.
Okay.
And, you know, exactly who's going to be injured to get you into the fray.
No, he's in my show.
I don't care. No. Even better, you did this.
You did this. Okay, so how long... You just started becoming King of Fringe last year, right, John?
A year and a half ago, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how... I remember, like, the initial takeover was very exciting for you.
There was a takeover? Was it like a coup d'etat?
No, there was an overlap, which was exciting in all the wrong ways. The previous executive director was a good friend of mine, and having us both in the office kind of being in charge was a... kind of a disaster, but...
Yeah, but...
We're friends again now.
Oh, good. Oh, that's always tough to do. So we're just rinsing out our glasses.
Yeah, rinse out your glasses.
I do intend to have some more of the St. John,
yes.
Because that is lovely.
Okay, people.
A real bottle. Here we go. Oh, thank you, Lana, for having emergency bottles.
The thing that the Phillips wine would be fantastic for, actually, is I was at La Belle Vie once, and for one of the courses, they serve us red wine in a glass that had been rinsed out with cognac.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
That would be lovely. Well, and the bottle of St. John did say something about, like, serving it over fruit.
Oh, like that, peaches.
Yeah. Maybe we should pour some of it over.
Or like on
Oh, no.
Right,
no, that would... Okay, glasses. The, FYI, this is a 2012 Red Diamond Malbec from Argentina.
Oh.
We had a bottle of this a couple of weeks ago, but... I bought it, and usually it goes in the cool basement, but this sat in the warm kitchen, and it allowed the flavors to really develop. So let's see what it does when it's been sitting in the basement. Well, in the cool basement.
In the scary basement.
I'd also like our listeners to know that I have just finished the Frankenstein concoction that we made like 15 minutes ago.
Well, you're very committed.
Yeah. Or should be. Yeah. Oh, wait, we haven't heard it.
Oh, yes, the reel. Oh, that's so
much
better.
Oh, that's so lovely.
It's so much better than...
You know, I enjoyed the farting aerator much more than the kerplop of the frozen wine.
Oh, and Don does love a good Malbec. But thank you so much. This, oh God, it smells like ambrosia and heaven and kittens and love and laughter.
It smells like grapes. Grapes that died for our joy.
And it tastes like it, too. This is beautiful.
Well, and one day we may have this as a featured guest on our show. So.
Oh, this is lovely.
You should do a show where your guest is just a bottle of wine.
We did that yesterday. And the day before. And maybe at lunch.
We tried, let's see, on Saturday we tried, what, 3 wines before we settled on a bottle, then drank the bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So are there any good local wines?
No.
No, none.
We were at a winery on
Sunday. We have
Sunday.
Opposite opinions.
I say that the vines are very young yet.
I think they're gross.
So we were at Falconer? Anyway, on Sunday. It's beautiful out there. It's in Red Wing. Most of the wines, they're very sweet and they're chilled, which is a double no-no for me.
Yep.
But there was one red that I didn't think was devastatingly bad, and it wasn't sweet.
That should also be the quote. Not devastatingly bad.
So I did bring one bottle back for us to try at some other point, because, by God, we're going to get a decent freaking Minnesota wine eventually.
I was going to say, because you've got to have, like, a local winer on your show or something.
Yeah.
You've got to actually bring in some.
Well, but only if we've already tasted their wine and we know. I don't want to insult their product.
I don't want to be polite. I am not good at being...
I don't want to go, this is so... inspiring. This reminds me of grapefruits. Oh, FYI, I hate grapefruits.
Oh, and Steve just came home. Hey, Steve,
Steve,
got some wine product if you want some.
It's amazing. It'll change your life.
It'll change your will to live.
Is it horrible?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Is
mine horrible? Am I
being recorded? Yes, you are. He's hesitant, rightly so. So, Jeff, like, as the King of Fringe, what is your job, really?
I always say, like, I keep the wheels on the thing. I have a bunch of really brilliant people working for me, and I pretty much have to stay out of their way. I directly rent the venues and come up with stupid ideas for different things we can try, and deal with the board, who are lovely,
and need to be dealt with.
You know, and stuff. It's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, and manage.
And how long have you actually been at Fringe?
I've worked for the Fringe in various capacities for 16 years.
16 years. Jiminy Crickets. I'm kind of watch them.
And that sound is Steve pouring wine from a box.
He's actually urinating in the corner. We're all very upset.
In the kitchen. He's urinating.
This is high quality box
wine. Urinating on the wine product. Which would probably make it
really all wanted to do.
From Portugal.
And how long have you been performing at Fringe, Pavel?
It's been over a decade now.
Do you remember when you two met?
12 years. 12, 13?
So, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Do you remember when you two met each other?
I don't.
Well, I was a very big deal when I first started performing at Fringe.
Absolutely.
As well you should be, I'm sure.
I think I opened my first show to 3 people in the audience.
Your mom.
We just don't get that kind of thing anymore.
It's true. One of whom was Matthew Everett. So I got a glowing review.
Matthew's mom, Matthew Everett, and some guy who watched.
What about you?
Show.
How long have you been fringing?
God, I don't know. It's been a long, long, long time. I honestly don't remember. Back when Pillsbury House used to be a venue.
'07
Oh, it's even earlier than that. So, anyways, yeah, whatever.
It all blends together.
It does. And then I had a couple of fringes that I think I deliberately forgot.
Without naming names of any kind, your worst fringe experience? No, you're shaking your head. Like, I shouldn't be bringing this up. You can't even give me a
We'll talk about that after.
Understood. Yeah. We're not being recorded.
We've got, you know, half a bottle of wine here.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are excited for, aside from the fact that, sadly, Philip is not in Minnesota's Fringe, but you're doing how many other Fringes?
If you start seeing some news articles about actors just, you know, falling and you know, getting sick, I'm going to call you in your direction, sweetheart.
But how many fringes do you have coming up this season?
The only two I'm doing are Kansas City and Indianapolis. I'm doing a few one nights and other cities.
That's going to be around. And it's all on your website, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous. And what is that website?
MaximumVerbosityOnline.org.
Thank you.
It's because people write slow and they have to find a pen.
Right.
You know, that's frustrating.
I just thought that was really. Oh, I thought you were trying to intimidate my microphone. Because I think it got scared.
I thought you were just being pompous.
I wouldn't know. I've never done that.
And so, Jeff, is there something new coming up with Fringe this year that you're like, oh my god, I'm so excited? Or besides my show?
There are more site-specific shows. There's going to be one on a bus. There's one in a bathtub. Actually, in Robin Gillette's bathtub, our former executive director. Yeah.
Is Robin Gillette in the bathtub?
She is not.
Is she aware that the show is happening?
She is.
Now she is. She's listening to this.
The whole thing is just such a beautiful mess that I can't point to one thing and say, oh, yeah, that's what I want. I'm doing a couple little secret experiments this year that I won't talk about now. There could be a big change to the festival coming that can make it even more amazing.
It's not theater anymore.
It's a film festival. Yes.
It's a lot of this new thing.
It's a flower festival.
There is one of those. There is a Garden Fringe. I think it's Brighton in the UK.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Why don't you do that then?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, wait to spoil my surprise.
That's cool. I mean, I'm excited for Fringe. Fringe is always, like, fun and crazy. And I have a lot of respect for the people who actually travel around and do their shows in other regions. I just think that's wonderful.
All of which are worse than ours, of course.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, so that'll be super cool. But, I mean, so we tortured you with bagged wine product. And now we're trying to make it up with a real bottle of wine.
Yes.
So hopefully, don't hate us.
Yeah, I'm like,
and remember, it's all because of Doc Washington.
And if you find our corpses in the river, you know.
Yeah.
Like, who probably did it? I don't think Jeff is ever going to forgive us. Really. He's kind of got this look of never again.
Oh my god, why did I ever listen to these people?
I can hold a slushy fueled grudge for a long time.
My grudge against you will last as long as this taste stays in my mouth.
Drink up, sweetie, drink up.
Keep drinking, yeah, we got more to go.
So, well, thank you for listening to this this podcast.
This is very special edition.
You know, I words were coming out that I realized I probably shouldn't say. If you think you were traumatized, just think of how traumatized we were, because it's our freaking show. People, we're doing this so you don't have to. Please never, ever drink this. If you catch your children drinking this, send them into rehab.
But the truth is that you never had to in the first place. We've saved you from nothing.
We're Doc Washington.
Don?
Yeah?
So what's our next theme?
Oh, I'm so excited about our next show, which maybe is going to piss off the guys even more. Our next show is on Friday, July 17th. It is at the Phoenix Theater.
So you want to come and join us.
It's going to be a live show where you can come and hang out. There is no admission cost. We're going to be featuring the wines that are served at the Phoenix Theater, so you'll even be able to like pull up your own can or glass or bottle or whatever and drink the wines with us as we showcase them. They've got some really interesting wines over there, so I'm really excited
Define
about them.
Define
oh, I'm going to make Lana drink canned wine product. Apparently we've gotten to the run and screw it where you just torture each other.
It's like being married for a couple of decades.
So that'll be the next one. We will do a Facebook invite on that one, so you can come and join us, and it'll be tons of fun.
Yay! So that's it. That's this episode of Screw It. Thanks for listening. I'm Lana.
And I'm Dawn.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Phil.
And you've been listening to Screw It, a podcast about wine. Wine improves with age. We improve with real wine.
Real wine product. We do not improve with that crap.
No one ever does. Find us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. Theme song. Oh, God. Song. No more wine bags. No. Sad.